are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
The old switcheroo. I'm drafting Trey's team. He's drafting my team. Get to the end. We'll see what's going on.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy.
No doubt. A little hot over here. I got my hair up today, just so y'all know my AC's out, so y'all don't get to see the luscious locks today. I'm going to sweat it out, though. We got a mock draft to do, and we're here to do it.
That's right. We're going to do it a little different here, doing something different. I like it. I'm going to draft the team I think Trey is going to draft. He's going to draft the team he thinks I would draft. We're going to kind of see how it all shakes out. It's going to be interesting, but first, before we get into that, we got to hear from our friends over at Manscaped. Attention, fantasy football fanatics. As draft season approaches, don't neglect the most important draft pick of all, your game balls. We all know how injuries can ruin a season, so let Manscaped take care of that Reggie Bush of yours with their skin-safe technology that should guarantee you have a smooth ride into the playoffs. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming have created a championship lineup with their Performance Package 4.0, and it's time for you to do the same. Guys, join the 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for kickoff by going to manscaped.com using promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping, Trey.
Yes, sir. And don't forget, the Performance Package 4.0 includes the Weed Whacker. Now, this thing will run through your ear and nose hairs harder than Aaron Donald runs through your favorite quarterback. I mean, these things are top of the notch. Use promo code SUPERFLEX20. Get you something nice. Get your man something nice for the ladies out there. 20% off and free shipping worldwide.
Cannot beat it, buddy. Cannot beat it. But we got a job to do, as always. So let's get into the draft, buddy. I'm going to go ahead and pull the big board up. So like I said, I'm drafting Trey's team. He's drafting my team. What do you think? You think I ought to randomize this bad boy?
Yeah, randomize it up. We'll get real crazy with it.
Here we go. Let's do it. We're right next to each other.
Nice.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. All right, here we go. Justin Jefferson goes off the board. Christian McCaffrey, Jamar Chase, Austin Eckler. It's half PPR redraft league, just so everyone knows. What are you thinking, Trey?
Yeah, so looking at the board, you know, Justin Jefferson, Christian McCaffrey, I was looking already hitting the seventh spot immediately. I thought Bijan Robinson, most of the time he makes it right at the seven. He went at the six, so I can't take that. So if I'm Bandy here, I'm still wanting to get a solid running back on the board here. Looking at my options, I've got Saquon, Jonathan Taylor, but there below that, I've got the man, the big body boy, Nick Chubb. So that's where I'm gonna go with this one.
I like it. That's exactly where I think I would have gone with that one. So that's a good call. Hey, Tommy popping in. What up, brother? My brothers, cheers to the best fantasy football show going today. Heck yeah, Tommy. We appreciate
what
that.
What up, Tommy?
Heck yeah. Yeah, we're drafting each other's team here, so we're doing things a little differently. So I'm on the clock now. So I'm Trey in this scenario. Great pick with the Nick Chubb. I gotta say, it's a half PPR mock draft. So if I'm Trey, I'm thinking I gotta get me some Kelce in my life, and I'm gonna go ahead and take him. He's still on the board. And if I'm Trey, I'm gonna grab Kelce.
Hey, you know what? It's funny because I'm sitting there looking at the board and I'm thinking, you know, I like Tyreek Hill sitting there. I like Saquon Barkley sitting there. And then I look on the tight end and I'm like, dang, Kelsey's still there. It's hard to pass up at Kelsey in the eight spot. So I like it.
Sir, you already know, buddy. You already know. I'm back on the clock, or Trey is back on the clock, as I should say. I'm going to be Trey here. I'm going to glance over at my running backs. Derrick Henry's there, Josh Jacobs, Pollard. But I don't know why I'm looking, because I'm going to stay with my wide receivers, because I am Trey. And I'm going to get, I see AJ Brown here, but Amon-Ra St. Brown is still there. And I think that's the guy Trey would take in this position.
Most definitely, most definitely. I do love AJ Brown, and that is probably one of the hardest decisions for me to make between the Browns. But for me, Amon-Ra, I just think, has a higher ceiling, and I'm more excited to watch play anyway. So I would probably lean toward Amon-Ra. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know what you want, buddy. I know it. But you or I am on the board now.
Yes, sir. Bandy is on the board now. I'm looking at the receivers. I'm looking at the tight ends. I don't know why, because I'm going running back here in round two. And the running backs at the top of the board, you've got Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, Breece Hall right there around the top. You know, maybe might lean a little more towards Josh Jacobs, but, you know, we already got the hefty boy Nick Chubb. Might as well take the even heftier boy Derrick Henry, baby.
Ooh. I got him. Getting old Josh Norman back here, bro. That's the word right there, my friend. That's the word. Derrick Henry goes, and that's probably exactly who I would have took, buddy. Exactly. Big Z says, not drafting with the community today. Brown face. Let him know, Trey.
Not today, dog. We're doing something a little different. But hey, next week, hit us up. We're going to get you in there. You want to be in part of our draft? We are all about it. Next week, we're going to have a big mock draft, probably Tuesday night. We'll get you in there. If you're in Bandy, your friends on Sleeper, get in there. We'll get you an invite and we will get you involved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But let's see. You're back on the clock, buddy.
Let's see. AJ Brown goes, Garrett Wilson. Some quarterbacks start coming off. Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen. Of course, Patrick Mahomes went back off at the 1-2 turn. Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, Breece Hall, Olave, Smith, Harris, Stevenson, and Mark Andrews. Now, if I'm Bandy, I'm looking at the receivers. I'm thinking, you know, I could go T. Higgins here. He's right there at the top. But why not take another running back? I mean, got to just stack it up. Looking at the running back board, we've got ETN, we got Gibbs, we got Walker, we got Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon, all these guys right in here. I've got two strong veterans on my team. I like Kenneth Walker, but I'm going to take a risk on some Jahmyr Gibbs right here, baby.
Yes, sir. Jahmyr Gibbs. I just think he's going to do big things over there in Detroit, man. And I love it. I love it. Look at that team right there. Three running backs heavy, baby. Three
solid,
running backs heavy.
Just
I like, I don't know why, but I just love the way your team looks, buddy. Okay. So I am on the board here and I'm Trey. So let's see. I got Kelsey so far. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Looking at my wide receivers. Always. I got Higgins. Metcalf is there. Deebo Samuel, Keenan Allen. It's not looking too great. I'm probably going to grab a running back. Since I went Travis Kelce early, I probably need to go ahead and snag a running back, because I look over my wide receivers, and, I mean, I'm not too happy. But if I was going to grab a wide receiver and I was Trey, probably Calvin Ridley is probably the guy that I would be looking at. But I think in this position you would grab a running back just because of the way the wide receiver board is looking at the moment. And that running back will be Joe Mixon coming
Let's
off.
The go, board. Baby. Nice pick.
Yes, sir. I got you.
You know, I was looking there, and you're right. I would lean either Calvin Ridley or maybe even DK Metcalf. I don't hate on DK. But the wide receiver just wasn't really feeling it. You know, I would kind of look towards the running backs there. And, you know, it was either Aaron Jones or Joe Mixon. Either one, I didn't care, but I like Mixon.
Yes, like sir. It. Mixing it up, baby. Mixing it up like you do. Guys, if you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to hit that like button for us. Subscribe to the channel if you are not already. We are giving away a signed jersey at the beginning of the year. Trey, should we tell them who?
Let's let them know.
All right. We're giving away a Waddle jersey, Jalen Waddle jersey at the beginning of the season. I can't wait. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel so you can get in on this action.
No doubt. Without a doubt, you need that Waddle jersey in your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I'm back on the board here. Trey has got Travis Kelce, Amon-Ra, Joe Mixon. I really need a wide receiver, man. And look right there. Calvin Ridley's there. Hopkins. I'm thinking about him. You know what I mean? But I think I'm going to go with the safe bet here. Even though he's got some turf toe going on, I think Calvin Ridley is the call here.
Definitely, definitely. And if I'm Bandy here at the next spot, I'm pissed that Trey grabbed Calvin Ridley and sniped me for the pick. But you know what? We play on. We play on. Looking across the board here, you know, I've got Debo Samuel, Hopkins, McLaurin, Moore. You know, I got three running backs, so I'm pretty stacked up there, you know. So I look around, I'm like, okay, we don't really go tight end here yet. You know, I don't really want a Hawkinson or anything like that. But what we do have is running backs on the board, baby. And when I'm looking at the list of the running backs, I see a man who could just be massive potential for my team. And why not own the biggest share of running backs? Give me Dameon Pierce, baby.
Oh, my man. Dameon Pierce coming back at him this year, buddy. Everybody's afraid of old Dameon, but I think he's coming. I love it. I love it. Travis Sumpter popping in the comments, as always. 1 week until the expo. Get hyped, baby. We are getting hyped over here, aren't we, Trey?
Definitely. I cannot wait till the expo. And if y'all don't know about it, you need to find out. Fantasy Football Expo in Canton, Ohio. Come see your boys live and in person, baby. We're giving away jerseys. We're giving away merch. We're playing beer pong. Come see us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Travis says, waddle your way over to the subs. I like it. I like it. We got to use that one later, buddy.
No doubt. No doubt.
But you're on the board.
Let's see. Let's see. So after I take Dameon Pierce, Justin Fields, Joe Burrow both come off the board. Scary Terry, Hawkinson, Debo, and Hopkins and Sanders, Kittle, London, Dobbins, Pitts, and Akers, and I'm back on the clock. Now, if I'm Bandy, I'm like, dang, I got James Conner out there. DeAndre Swift, I see. But I'm like, you know what? I got four running backs. I have got to take a wide receiver. I need to get a wide receiver on the board. I'm looking at the guys here, man, you know, and it's not a whole lot out there. We got DJ Moore, Jerry Jeudy, Christian Watson, Godwin, Mike Williams. You know, it's really a toss-up here for me, depending on which way Bandy would go. But I'm looking at Godwin and Watson more than anything, and I think that Bandy is going to go with Christian Watson.
Ooh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Christian Watson, last year's rookie sensation coming out of nowhere. Jordan Love over there with him now. So, I mean, we've seen him come in for a game and just hit Watson on a deep route. So I love the pick, buddy. I love it. But it looks like I'm on the clock now. So taking a look at my buddy's team here, he's got Travis Kelce, Amon-Ra, St. Brown, Joe Mixon, and Calvin Ridley. If you're just joining us, we are drafting each other's teams. We are drafting the team that we think the other guy is going to draft. So, all right, I'm looking at my board. I got Kelce. I got Amon-Ra, Joe Mixon, Calvin Ridley. I got a couple of wide receivers I think I can count on, and them running backs are starting to dry up, baby. So I really think I need me a running back, and I think you know who I think you're going to draft. I just do. You want to call it out for me?
No, it's your pick, dog.
All right. So the guy that I think Trey is going to grab in this situation is a guy coming in, taking over at the lead role. And that is
Alexander Madison.
Heck yeah, buddy. Yeah. Alexander Madison coming in to handle his business, buddy. I'm still here. I'm still on the board. And another guy that I all right, I'm just got to look again. You know, I kind of went I got Kelce at the top, so my team is going to suffer a little bit, but Kelce is hopefully going to clean all that up for me. But I'm Trey here, so I like to use my flex spots for the running back position. So I think I want to get another running back here, man. I really do. But of course, I need to keep an eye on my wide receivers. Mike Williams there, Brandon Ayuk, Tyler Lockett, Christian Kirk. I don't know. That Christian Kirk is sitting out there looking pretty. But I really need a running back here. And I'm going to look down my list. I just don't see anybody who you like, buddy. Maybe some James Cook in your life. Some James Cook.
I can dig it. I can dig it. You know, I might have leaned more towards his brother, but it does scare me that he doesn't have a team yet, and we're getting that much closer to the season. So I'm fading more and more Dalvin Cook, but I do like him still being down in the sixth and seventh round. But I like to pick James Cook, man. I love a good flex with James Cook. I think that's a solid grab.
Also, reports coming out about James Cook. They're saying that he's going to be the guy, man, getting a lot of work in training camp. So keep an eye on that. I thought about Dalvin Cook for you. I really did. But again, like you said, fading him because of all the craziness. So I decided against it.
Three down back, James Cook. I like it.
Yes, sir. What do you got?
But now I am on the clock here, and, you know, we've got our running backs pretty much stacked, but we take a look anyway. We see DeAndre Swift there at the top. We like DeAndre Swift this year, but, man, we've got to get some wide receivers on the board here. Taking a look at the wide receivers, we got some guys out there, you know, some Marquise Brown, some Ayuk, some Kirk, some Evans. You know, we got a bunch of guys out there, but it's pretty clear who this pick is for my wide receiver, and that has got to be my main man, Kirk.
Yes, sir, Christian Kirk. I don't know. I might have taken Ayuk in that spot, but you know I love me some Kirk, man. So
no doubt.
That's a good pick. I like it. You're back on it.
Back on the clock. After Christian Kirk goes Mike Williams, Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Swift, Lockett, Brown, Evans, Ayuk, and Jigba. Rashad White, Darren Waller, Alvin Kamara, and Deontay Johnson. And I'm back on the clock here. It's tough, buddy, because we got to get another wide receiver on this team. And I'm looking at the running backs anyway.
You got to look.
You got to look.
You just got to glance over, you know, there.
Nothing too crazy out there, but there's not a whole lot going on in the wide receiver room either. You know, but when I'm looking at these guys here, and I'm trying to find somebody on my team, and I realize that Trey is drafting right after me. I'm like, you know what? There's a guy here that I know Trey's looking for, and I don't want him to have him, and I'm okay with him being my wide receiver three. And that is Treylon Burks coming in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like it. I like it. I mean, it's not that I
myself.
It's not that I don't want you to have him. It's that I want him because I mean, the way he's been looking in training camp and the practices, man, it's hard not to want this guy in your life, buddy.
It is a little bit of icing on the cake, though, that you knew I would be grabbing him if you did.
It doesn't hurt things. Sure, sure. But I'm on the clock here. Looking at my team, I need to get some wide receivers on my team. I got Amon-Ra, I got Calvin Ridley, but I need some more. I need some more wide receivers. I'm looking down at my wide receivers here. We got Pickens, Addison, Dotson, Tony, Brandon Cooks. I don't need a tight end, that's for sure. So if I had to get me one of these guys here, I may be thinking about Brandon Cooks a little bit because I think he's going to cook. But I do like Dotson too. If I'm Trey, I think that's which way I'm going to go. I'm going to grab me some Jahan Dotson for your team, buddy.
I like it. I like it a lot. The only thing, though, is George Pickens, man. I don't know if you saw that catch that he made at practice, but that was pretty intense. It got me a little hyped up on George Pickens. I know one catch in practice doesn't define a season, but it looked really good, man.
I love it. I love it. And I'm back on the board, and Brandon Cooks is still there, but not anymore. Got me some Brandon Cooks on my team, Trey.
And just like Trey, to wait around and save value and still get his guy. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. back on the board as Bandy. We've got a four stack of dominant running backs. We got a three stack of hardcore wide receivers. We're looking around the board. We're thinking, you know what? We could get some depth here. We could go quarterback, but I don't think we're ready just yet. We're checking out. We got Johnson, Davis, Thomas, Smith, Schuster, wide receivers. We don't really care for any of these guys. We got a couple wide receivers, so we're not feeling too desperate. But we look at the running back board here. We got Gibson, Charbonnet, Penny, Robinson, Williams. You know what? If I'm Bandy, I'm thinking, I know all y'all are hating on this dude, but you know what? I think he's going to have a better year. Give me some Antonio Gibson on my bench.
Yes, sir. Getting some depth with Antonio Gibson. Yeah, people are hating on him. You got Eric Bieniemy over there now being the offensive coordinator. All reports have said that they're using Antonio Gibson a lot. Hopefully he can hold on to the ball and help my team out, buddy.
So knowing that I was thinking about taking a quarterback in that spot because I do need to get a quarterback on my team, but I saw that there was four guys that were picking ahead of me that had quarterbacks. Surprisingly, two of them took quarterbacks anyway. But when you go around, you got Gabe, Dave, Brian Robinson, Quentin Johnson, Charbonnet, then Prescott goes, Herbert and Deshaun at the turn, Michael Thomas, Penny, Pat Freiermuth, and then Tua and Anthony Richardson back-to-back. All these quarterbacks flying off the board. I've got to get me a quarterback here. Mm-hmm. And looking at the guys on the board, it is very easy to see that I am taking Aaron Rodgers right here in this spot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's an older guy, but that Jets offense, man, is going to be something to marvel at. And I can't help it. I want a piece of it. What can I say?
Without a doubt.
And just like Trey, I need to take a quarterback. Probably should have took Burrow in the second or third if he was there. But, you know, sometimes things don't fall the way you want them to. So looking down at my quarterbacks, we see Kirk Cousins, Geno Smith, Daniel Jones. Jared Goff is kind of looking up at me there because I really think Goff is going to be an offensive master this year. But if I had to grab my guy, and that's it's going to be somebody that I was a top five quarterback last year, somebody that I can count on, somebody with one of the best wide receiver trios in the NFL.
That's Geno. Geno.
Yes, sir. Geno Smith is his quarterback.
Let's go, baby. Geno, carry me to the playoffs. I love it.
I really thought I maybe should grab Kirk Cousins here in this slot. Probably would have been the move you took just because I think you're sure about Geno, but you're not quite.
I'm scared.
He's a little scared. I probably should have took Cousins, who's still on the board, I might add. He made it another round. Maybe I am Trey here, and maybe I am a little scared, and Kirk Cousins made it back to me. I'm looking at Jared Goff too, but Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, he's got Jordan Addison over there. It's going to be magic. I'm going to go ahead and take my backup quarterback, and that's Kirk Cousins.
Yes, sir, because when you're scared, you get insurance.
Yes, sir.
And Kirk Cousins is nice insurance.
Yes, sir. Let that be a lesson to you all. Make sure you have a backup plan for your backup plan.
So I'm Bandy. I'm on the board. First thing I'm doing is looking at the running backs. We got Harris, Mitchell, McKinnon, Miller, Algier, all these guys out there. But I'm like, you know what? I've got some solid running backs, got a little depth there. I'd like to get a little bit more receiver depth to kind of work on my team. I'm looking at the list. We got Elijah Moore out there with Cleveland. We got Lazard. We got Beckham. We got Thielen. We got Myers. And I'm like, you know what? I just took Aaron Rodgers. Why not get the stack? Even if it's just depth, it could be potential to be starter material. Stack him with my quarterback. Give me the lizard, Alan Lazard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know me too well, buddy. That's exactly where my head went. Got Aaron Rodgers. You might as well get that dude. Alan Lazard last year helped my team out a lot. I found him on the waiver wire when he was let go after a few bad weeks, and he helped me get to the fantasy championships. Just saying.
No doubt. And now after Alan Lazard goes, Tyler Algier, Elijah Moore, Damian Harris, Dalton Schultz, who I was really hoping make it back to me. He did not. However, five tight ends actually went off in the turnaround. Jacoby Myers, Devon Achane, Chigo went off, Dalton Kincaid, Higbee, and Dulcich. So now I'm like, okay, all these tight ends going off the board. I've got to get me a tight end so I can establish this team. Looking at the board, there's not a lot going on. You got Kmet, Laporta, Everett, Mayer, Johnson, you know, out of all these guys, a guy that if I'm Bandy is thinking is actually going to take off and do something this year, you know, it's got to be my main man, Michael Mayer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mayer. I love the pick with Mayer. It's not like there's a lot of options out there. It does worry me having the rookie, though. I mean, we're not sure if he's going to be starting day one, but I do think as the season progresses, Michael Mayer is going to do something for your team. But I'm on the clock now and checking out my team here. I got Kelsey. I got Amon-Ra, Joe Mixon, Calvin Ridley, Alexander Mattison, James Cook. I got Jahan Dotson, Brandon Cooks. I got the tree double quarterback, Kirk Cousins, Geno Smith. I mean, I got three running backs. I got four wide receivers. This league has I got all my slots filled. It's all for depth at this point. We got to keep in mind that the kickers and defense are coming up, so we got about three more picks left because we like to pick those at the end. So I'm going to check out the wide receivers as per usual. We got Beckham, Thielen, Tyler Boyd. We got Mingo. We got Zay Jones. I think the guy, though, that needs to go here in this spot for Trey, and I just really think he's stealing it. You know what I mean? Thielen.
Adam Thielen. I got a Thielen.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I like the pick. There's one guy that I would have taken over Adam Thielen in that spot, and you know who it is. Your boy Jerick McKinnon was there on the board. I would have took him in the 11th, but if he wasn't there, I definitely would have leaned more towards Thielen, so I like the Thielen pick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm back. Your boy's back on the clock. I'm thinking running back. Of course, I got to look at my running backs. I need some more depth in that area. Need to be ready. Let's see. Singletary, Mostert, Tank Bigsby. It's not looking pretty, man. Not looking pretty at all. I guess in this spot, I'm just going to have to take Singletary and hope that with the Damian Pierce stuff going on over there, that he can do something for this team and help him out and, you know, maybe help me out too.
Yeah, man, running back room's looking rough. We got to get the best guy on the board, and Singletary was the man there, so that's what we got to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, yeah, what's going on next, buddy?
So I am on the clock. You know, I've got a pretty solid filled-out team. We got just a couple picks left. Right here, you know, I'm like, you know what? Everybody's looking to grab some backup quarterbacks. I need to get a backup quarterback on my team. I'm looking down the list here. We've got Murray, Love, Carr, Stroud, Stafford. Purdy's down there and is looking pretty good. But you know what? I'm Bandy and I'm an old soul and I like all these old guys. But at the same time, I like to take risks on rookies. So for my backup on my team, I'm going to grab me some Bryce Young because I got Aaron Rodgers. He's going to do his thing. But Bryce Young, just in case this little dude take off, I want him on my team.
I know what you were thinking. You were thinking some Derek Carr, though, weren't you? Because I was thinking about it, looking down at it.
I mean, I was looking at it, you know. But hey, you know, we got to mix it up—the old guys and the rookies. That's how
yes,
we
sir.
Like to do it.
Hey, I like it. I like it, guys. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to hit the like button for us and subscribe to our channel. We're giving stuff away all the time. We got the expo coming up. We got things going on, like your boys over here, man. Big stuff going on.
So after Bryce Young goes, Zeke goes, Sky Moore, Darnell, Rice, Mostert, Mingo, Moore, Bigsby, Jones, Dobbs, Romeo Dobbs, Jalen Warren, and I just get sniped on who I already planned on being my last pick before kicker and defense. Nico Collins goes off the board. I was hoping either him or Dobbs would be there. Both of them are gone. So I'm looking at my team. And I'm like, okay, I've got two wide receiver depth, but I've only got one running back depth. And I like to start two running backs in the flex. So I'm looking at the running backs on the board because I really like running back depth. There's just not a lot out there. Looking at the receivers, just not a lot out there. But you know what? This is the last pick before kicker and defense. So we're just throwing some bait on somebody and seeing what bites. I'm going to go ahead until something changes and waiver wires work, I'm going to grab me some Jeff Wilson out of Miami just in case this dude is the man. I got a feeling.
JWJ, the man, the myth, the guy who won me a fantasy championship a few years ago. I like it. I like it. You know me too well, buddy. You know me too well. And I got, let's see, I got one more pick before it's defense and kicker time. We need some depth. Like Trey said, we're throwing darts out there. And if I'm throwing a dart and I'm Trey, it's going to be a wide receiver dart because I just feel like those stick a little easier. Looking at my board, we got Gallup, DJ Chark, Rashid, Shaheed, Van Jefferson's hanging out there. Donovan Peoples-Jones, who's another one I think is kind of being slept on. But that's me, and I'm not me, I'm Trey. So if I'm Trey, I'm going to get me a little DJ Chark doot 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 for my team.
I like the DJ Chark pick. The only thing I don't like that Trey would never do is draft two receivers on the same team. We got Thielen two turns before, but that's all right. One of those guys are going to work out, and we're going to drop the others to waivers and get it on with.
That's right, buddy. And it's time for some defense and kicker time. My last two picks, I'm Trey. The San Francisco 49ers defense already went. That hurt. That's who I wanted. But looking at the top, the Cowboys, the Bills, the Ravens, the Cowboys were legit last year. So if I'm Trey, I'm not liking it, but I do know the Cowboys defense was pretty good last year. So I'm going to go ahead and grab Cowboys defense.
And Trey definitely would, because the interceptions don't lie on the defensive point board. And I'm Josh here. It's very easy. I'm just grabbing the Bills and rolling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because I'm going to stream them bad boy anyway. Yeah. Let's see. Coming back around to us, buddy. Coming back around. So I guess
you already know I'm on the clock. It's kicker time. What rhymes with kicker but dicker, baby?
Yes, sir. Give me that kicker named Dicker. I love it. It's kicker time for Trey. We got McManus, Sanders, Elliott, Gay. Gay was pretty good last year. McManus is on Jacksonville now. I'm going to just kind of throw a dart here and hope one of them sticks. I'm going to get Gay with it.
What rhymes with Trey but Gay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's take a look at the big board here. What do you think, buddy? How did my team turn out?
Your team or my team?
How did your team that was team that was drafted for me, how did it turn out?
Well, let's see. I personally think I did a great job. We got stacked up on some heavy hitter running backs all through the first four rounds. Got us some receivers, you know, some potential number ones on their team and some number twos that are going to put up numbers. We got us a stack with our quarterback. We got us some Aaron Rodgers in the late round and got us some backup with Bryce Young just in case he takes off. I like it.
Dirty, boy. That team is dirty. Look at them running backs, man. Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Gibbs, Damian Pierce. We got Gibson hanging out for some depth. I love it, man. I love it. That is definitely a team that I would draft. And I just want to say thank you because I love it. That looks like my team right there.
No doubt. No doubt.
But let's go to my team. That's your team and everyone's team. Started with Kelsey here. It was too juicy to pass up. Amon-Ra, Mixon, Ridley, Alexander Mattison, James Cook, Dotson Cooks. I like the wide receivers here. They're a little not. I got Amon-Ra, who's going to be elite. Calvin Ridley, we hope, is elite. It's not really the kind of elite wide receiver crew that I'm used to drafting as Trey, but that's what happens when you take Kelsey, and he's supposed to come in and play mop-up duty and handle his business. Still got Mixon, Madison, and Cook. Got Singletary hanging out there as your running backs. I what do you think, buddy? What do you think?
Without a doubt, I love it. You know, obviously, you take Travis Kelce, you've got to make some sacrifices. And I don't feel like we had to sacrifice much. I mean, I probably would, week one, throw Brandon Cooks in the wide receiver three spot over Jahan Dotson. Doesn't mean Jahan Dotson won't put in work and get his spot on the roster later in the weeks. Just see how Brandon Cooks plays out. I just think Brandon Cooks will have a little bit more fire in week one, but I'm not ashamed at all to start these three receivers. My running backs look solid. My flex with James Cook.
I mean, I got Kelsey. I ain't tripping. I got Geno and Kirk. I'll probably start Kirk week one just to see how Geno plays out. But you know what? I got both options. And I'm loving this team, man. I really dig it.
What do you think? That's a Trey worthy team right there?
Yeah, without a doubt.
I love it, buddy. I love it. That was fun, man. That was awesome.
Do we draft each other's teams better than we draft our own teams?
Probably, most likely. Hey, Tommy Poppin, I have a question. In one of the leagues I'm in is a two quarterback league. What's your guys' strategy? Should I take two quarterbacks right? Because the guys in this league are QB hogs.
So my strategy in QB leagues and super flex type leagues, I'm one of those guys. I like to grab a strong, heavy hitter in the very beginning, you know, like a Burrow or a Hurts or a Mahomes if I can get him. One of these top guys, obviously, if they're gone, there's nothing you can do if you get a later pick. But my goal is to get one of these top five guys, and then I will wait and I will get value out of my second QB, you know, someone like a Kirk Cousins or an Aaron Rodgers or something way down the line. I'm not trying to stack a Lamar with a Fields or nothing like that. I don't get too crazy with it, but I want to get me a solid guy. Basically, the way I do it in my head is like math-wise is a 1.5 and a 0.5 because they're going to equal 2 to someone else's 2, but they had to reach on it, if that makes any sense.
It does. It does, absolutely. Yeah, buddy. It just depends on where you're drafting from, honestly. I mean, if you're drafting from the beginning of your draft, you definitely need to get a legit elite quarterback, you know, and then maybe get you some running backs or something, and then grab you a good second. But if you can get two really solid guys in the beginning, I would definitely go to quarterback right away. And then Jacob Onder says, I need one keeper in PPR. ETN in the 15th, Devontae Smith in the 9th, Justin Fields in the 14th, or Josh Jacobs in the 6th. All options could be kept for 2 years, except ETN last year. He can be kept.
So looking at the options you got here, you know, I'm assuming this is a single quarterback league. If it's a two quarterback or a super flex, immediately it's Justin Fields in the 14th. That value you cannot get away with in a super flex league. Outside of that, I'm looking at, I think, ETN in the 15th. I mean, I feel like that's major value. You're not going to get ETN anywhere near the 15th in a redraft now. I would be keeping, I know that you other guys you can keep for 2 years. I mean, maybe Josh Jacobs in the 6th, but it's just, it feels, the 6th just feels a little too early. ETN in the 15th is just so much value there. I think that's where I'd lean.
Yeah. I think I'm with you, buddy, that the value is just too juicy to pass up. If you got any more questions, guys, throw them down in the comments, man. We'll get to them if we can. And please, like Bayou Bengal says, don't forget to hit that like button, y'all. Help us out over here. Hit the like button for us. Subscribe to the channel if you are not already. It means the world to us, guys. And, you know, if you have other questions, we can actually get with you. We are on Patreon. If you join our Patreon, patreon.com/fourthandflex, we can evaluate your team, help you with all these one-on-one, help you get where you need to be, and definitely help you get to the playoffs for sure, for sure. And, of course, we've got merch. We've got shirts, hats, everything you need to look fresh. Got our logo on there. It supports the show. It means a lot to us. We appreciate the love. Trey, final thoughts, buddy.
Yeah, just say, if you guys love Fourth and Flex and you want to look fourth and fresh, get you some merch, baby, okay? Because we have it. It's going to look good. It's red and blue, baby. You can't go wrong with those colors. We wear them every day, so you know what I'm talking about. Get you some merch, baby, and come around. Hit the subscribe. Hit the like. Because we're putting out videos every week and you need to be here to get the information. If you're not here, you're not doing your due diligence for fantasy football and we want to help you.
What could it hurt? What could it hurt? Maybe you think you're already an amazing fantasy football player. What could it hurt throwing it out there and having a couple questions answered? Bayou Bengal has a question. Any thoughts about Jonathan Taylor and Josh Jacobs switching teams? Just a thought.
Yeah, you know, that's a very, I mean, very decent possibility. I mean, these guys are both looking for new teams. They hate where they're at. The place that they're at, it doesn't like them. You know, it's a lot of controversy. If these guys just
swapped roles. The problem is Josh Jacob wants paid. Jonathan Taylor wants paid. Both of these teams don't want to pay. So that's going to be the biggest deal, I think, is money talks and all else walks. So
that's right.
It's definitely going to be tough.
Yeah. I don't see it happening either, but thinking about it, it just, I don't know if I want to give the Raiders Jonathan Taylor, man, you know, Josh Jacobs as a Colt though. I don't know. It'd be interesting. It'd definitely be interesting.
I definitely think that Jonathan Taylor as a Raider would push him up in my rankings because with Jimmy G, you know, he knows how to handle a running back with the skills like Christian McCaffrey. Jonathan Taylor hops in, takes that kind of role. I think that could be very beneficial for the team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Draft day dice popping in. Man, I have no idea who the next draft pick will be in our draft. Roll the dice, draft your team, hit the like button. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Draft Day Dice. Check Draft Day Dice out. Bayou Bengal says Bandy wants Jonathan Taylor to the books. You know I do, bro. Bring it on. Give me some JT. We need help. Please give us JT, please.
Please.
Oh, man, what a fun show, buddy. What a fun show. But thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace out.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.